the frivolous typing on a keyboard, and the click of the shutter of a camera lens. Penn State sophomore Allie Bridge sets up her camera to record a new episode for her YouTube channel. She gives an update on her daily life at Penn State and the struggles she's been through while being here. Last spring, she shared a video with her audience breaking down her barriers.
Last February or March, I was suffering really bad depression, which is something that I had never experienced before. I grew up with bad anxiety, but depression was very new to me, so I thought that if I made that video and did something that I really enjoy, like video making, it would help.
The mental health of college students not only affects the individual student, but it also affects the people surrounding them too. State College resident Kennedy Rao sees the toll college life has taken on her boyfriend Ben, who is currently completing his master's in ecology at Penn State.
He is very stressed all the time. He'll come home and he'll bring the stress, and I won't be stressed at all, and then like he'll get over it, and then all of a sudden I'll be stressed, so it definitely carries over.
Mother of Penn State freshman Samantha, Jennifer Carrico describes the best way she can support her daughter's mental health despite being a 3-hour car ride away.
Staying in touch and making sure that she knows that we're there for her. She needs to talk and support her.
Washington Post mental health reporter Amy Ellis Nutt states although mental health problems among college students have risen since the 90s, students have increased the awareness of mental health issues and reduced the stigma in a college setting. Licensed psychologist Dr. Joel Harris of Harris Mental Health of State College believes the younger generation is ready for a change on the topic of mental health.
My generation, millennials, a lot more flexible and permissive when it comes to having issues with mental health, whereas older generations seem a bit more not as flexible regarding that, which I think is good overall.
Los Angeles Times reporter Carla Rivera says a 2014 report by the Center for Collegiate Mental Health at Penn State says rates of self-harm and suicidal thoughts have increased among students seeking mental health services, but these services tend to have long wait lists, says Dr. Joel Harris.
I feel that there's not enough providers in the area. I always have a consistent wait list at this point, and I know other providers do.
Penn State's Counseling and Psychological Services, which provides help for students in need of mental health assistance, normally has a 2 to 3 week waiting period. PSU CAPS program provides amenities which ultimately help the student address their problems, such as anxiety or extreme stress. Other subtle individuals available to help with relieving the anxieties of class-related stress is academic advisors. Comm advisor Olivia Warner tries to make life a little bit easier for her students.
You kind of have to figure out each individual student, relaxing the student, giving them tips on maybe how to study. Have they gone to professor's office hours? Have they studied with a student?
Warner also recommends students taking classes out of their major and have something they look forward to every week. With the stigma surrounding mental health diminishing, more students are reaching out for help. And with this help, students are finding ways to combat their inner battles. For Comm Radio, I'm Megan Drakus.